5. This is the day whereon the ocean of God's mercy hath been manifested unto men, the day in which the day-star of his loving-kindness hath shed its radiance upon them, the day in which the clouds of his bountiful favour have overshadowed the whole of mankind. Now is the time to cheer and refresh the downcast through the invigorating breeze of love and fellowship and the living waters of friendliness and charity. They who are the beloved of God, in whatever place they gather and whomsoever they may meet, must evince in their attitude towards God and in the manner of their celebration of his praise and glory such humility and submissiveness that every atom of the dust beneath their feet may attest the depth of their devotion. The conversation carried by these holy souls should be informed with such power that these same atoms of dust will be thrilled by its influence. They should conduct themselves in such manner that the earth upon which they tread may never be allowed to address to them such words as these: I am to be preferred above you, for witness how patient I am in bearing the burden which the husbandman layeth upon me. I am the instrument that continually imparteth unto all beings the blessings with which he who is the source of all grace hath entrusted me, notwithstanding the honour conferred upon me and the unnumbered evidences of my wealth, a wealth that supplieth the needs of all creation. Behold the measure of my humility. Witness with what absolute submissiveness I allow myself to be trodden beneath the feet of men. Show forbearance and benevolence and love to one another. Should any one among you be incapable of grasping a certain truth, or be striving to comprehend it, show forth, when conversing with him, a spirit of extreme kindliness and goodwill. Help him to see and recognize the truth, without esteeming yourself to be in the least superior to him, or to be possessed of greater endowments. The whole duty of man in this day is to attain that share of the flood of grace which God poureth forth for him. Let none therefore consider the largeness or smallness of the receptacle. The portion of some might lie in the palm of a man's hand. The portion of others might fill a cup, and of others even a gallon measure. Every eye in this day should seek what will best promote the cause of God. He who is the eternal truth beareth me witness. Nothing whatever can in this day inflict a greater harm upon this cause than dissension and strife, contention, estrangement and apathy among the loved ones of God. Flee them through the power of God and his sovereign aid, and strive ye to knit together the hearts of men in his name, the Unifier, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. Beseech ye the one true God to grant that ye may taste the savour of such deeds as are performed in his path, and partake of the sweetness of such humility and submissiveness as are shown for his sake. Forget your own selves, and turn your eyes towards your neighbour. Bend your energies to whatever may foster the education of men. Nothing is or can ever be hidden from God. If ye follow in his way, his incalculable and imperishable blessings will be showered upon you. This is the luminous tablet whose verses have streamed from the moving pen of him who is the Lord of all worlds. Ponder it in your hearts and be ye of them that observe its precepts.